Is your son still of an age where you can bounce ideas and sort of use him as a kind of a focus group, or has he sort of gotten beyond the age that you write the books for?
Yes. Well, I used to always ask him what he thought, and of course, originally I had sort of told him this little story about the wind and the thunder and lightning to sort of ease some of his fears about that when he was little. But now he's in college, he's calling me, and we're talking a lot, you know, just about how the book is going and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And now you'll be around reading the book. I think we never outgrow being read to, and yet to read one of your books for children must be a really special experience.
Oh, I love it. I love going to schools and libraries and reading to children. They're just wonderful, and they love the book, and it's wonderful to hear their comments because they notice things that, you know, I hardly noticed when I made the book, and they're great, and I love reading aloud too. In fact, I read my son so many books when he was little that it's great fun to read aloud.
Mm-hmm. Well, Phoebe Stone, thank you so much for coming and sharing your book with us.
Well, thank you. It's been a great pleasure, Kate.